Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the fat guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I give you the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, and weight loss. Isn't that right, doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today, we're going to give you the Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy recipe for Jamaican rice and beans.
Jamaican style?
Jamaican you crazy here. Now, this is a classic recipe, Lee. Rice and beans.
Style that your nanny used to make you?
You can't. No, I don't have it.
Your
maid? I know what you're talking about. But what you want to do is you start off with a little bit of olive oil, a couple of tablespoons of it. You get some onions and some rice, some ginger.
Rice?
Yeah.
Just throw the rice in with olive
oil. No, not yet. I'm going to tell you what you're going to do first. Here's what you're going to need. You're going to need some kidney beans, about one 15-ounce can of them. You're going to get some thyme. You're going to get some habanero and some lime. You're going to need all that stuff. Now, what you're going to do is the first thing is you want to get the and some garlic as well, some garlic cloves. You want to get that oil cooking. You want to throw the onions in them. Let them saute first. And then you're going to add the garlic in there as well. And then you're going to put in the ginger. You're going to put in the chicken stock as well, and the cups of coconut milk as well. You're going to let the rice cook up. Let the rice, you know, it takes only a couple minutes for the rice to cook. And you're going to put the rice in there as well. And then once you get that thing cooking, the rice is going to take about 15, 20 minutes. You throw in the beans. You put everything in there in one big thing. You can, at the end, you're going to throw in the habanero and a little bit of lime as well. Now, I'm not a big spicy kind of guy. But I think when we talk about coconut milk too, remember this is the milk stuff, not the coconut water.
Yeah, there's a difference.
There's a difference. The milk looks like milk. The water looks like water. So you want to use the coconut milk. It's definitely a more fattier consistency. The water is just, you know, low in calories and also doesn't have any fat content.
So you add all that stuff at the end after the rice and beans is cooked for one?
Right. The first thing you want to do is you want to saute those onions and let the, once they cook for about 4 or 5 minutes, then you add in the rice, you add in we can add the water and the coconut milk in there into that medium heat. And then you're going to, so you let the rice soak up some of that flavor as well. And then at the end, you put in the beans too and let the beans also cook. Now, if you get the beans canned, you want to make sure that let them soak in water a little bit before you start cooking with them, because you want to get some of that methane out of those beans when they sit in the can for a long time.
So they're not black beans? They're kidney beans?
Kidney beans. Kidneys. Kidneys. You like those kidneys.
No.
And you'll have a great meal. A great source of protein, low in fat, and it's a quick meal to make.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy, your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.